From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Agriculture is a profession of tradition. For decades, farmers have passed down their techniques and best practices to each subsequent generation. Innovation can be slow to take hold in rural communities, and today's farmers and rural populations can get stuck in the past. But KBIA's Hope Kerwin found out how the United States Department of Agriculture is helping bring rural areas up to speed.
When people think of the United States Department of Agriculture, they of course think of things related to agriculture, farms, crops, livestock. But Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says the USDA is about much more than that. It's really about improving the quality of life in rural areas.
Well, it's important, I think, because of the people who live in rural America and the contribution that they make to the rest of the country.
Vilsack says that rural America is the country's primary domestic source of food and energy. It's also where a disproportionate number of our military come from. So there's a lot that the USDA can do for rural communities that doesn't have anything to do with food. Most recently, they've been working to bring small towns something many people wouldn't dream of living without: the internet. It's hard to believe, but the USDA has invested almost $200 million into bringing the internet to many of the country's smaller communities, which has huge implications for rural healthcare.
If you're a healthcare provider in a small community and you want to access expert help and assistance for a patient that you have, and you want to use telemedicine, you're going to have broadband.
One hospital that has seen the benefits of improved broadband service is Citizens Memorial Hospital in Bolivar, Missouri. Since the mid-90s, Citizens Memorial has received 5 rural development grants from the USDA for their telehealth program. They've invested that money into securing a telepharmacist for a rural nursing home and hosting video consultations with specialists from Citizens Memorial for a critical access hospital in their region.
We're a fairly large rural hospital, but we still would no way have had the resources to invest in things that were, you know, in a way, really new and unproven.
That's Denny McCollum, Chief Information Officer for Citizens Memorial. She says the hospital's next goal is to use their telehealth program to serve Osceola, Missouri, a town about 40 miles away.
They had one of these grants that we're going to help them complete so that we can have continued services of telehealth for that region.
And hospitals aren't the only ones benefiting from improved broadband services. Aside from rural teens checking Facebook, farmers need the internet to get up-to-date crop information. Rural businesses need it for better marketing. And educators can use the web to offer more classes when they can't hire more teachers. Vilsack says without better internet access, rural communities are going to continue to fall behind.
Many aspects of life are impacted and affected by the 21st century infrastructure. And if you don't have it, it's going to make it a little bit harder for those folks in those communities to be able to prosper.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk with Hope Kerwin, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.